Okay, our next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D LLC.
This application is just to announce that staff is in receipt of DLDOT comments and the applicant's response to those DLDOT comments, which would then leave the record open for 20 days for public comment regarding those comments.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is that the information for which the record was being held open has been received by the office, which now starts a clock. Okay, it starts a 20-day clock, so anyone with an interest in that application or in that the new information that has been received has 20 days to review it and respond. And that's where we are.
Is that writing, Mr. Chairman?
I believe it is for written comments
only.
Yes.
Yeah, for written comments only. So, all right then. Our next item is change of use number 2043, Edward J. K.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2043 for Edward J. K. to amend condition number 19 of conditional use number 1413, ordinance number 1530, to allow additional time to complete the existing borrow pit operations based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, conditional use number 1413 was approved by County Council on April 9th, 2002. Condition 19 of that approval currently states, quote, after 15 years, the property owner shall complete and pay for an environmental impact study, as the phrase is defined by DENREC or any successor, upon certification of DENREC of owner's compliance with then existing regulations. The permit shall be extended for an additional 10 years. This permit shall terminate upon the expiration of the 25 years from the date of enactment. End of quote. Two, the applicant has stated that operations on the site slowed during the recent economic downturn, and that more time is necessary to complete all operations on the site. There are mineral reserves on the site that cannot be mined within the original time frame established by condition 19. Three, the application does not seek an expansion of the borrow pit area, only the time frame for completing the work that was previously approved. Four, there continues to be a need in Sussex County for gravel and borrow materials mined from this site. Five, based upon these findings, it is recommended that condition number 19 of conditional use number 1413 be amended to allow an additional 10 years of time to complete all bar pit operations, so that condition 19 now reads as follows, quote, after 15 years, the property owner shall complete and pay for an environmental impact study as the phase is defined by DENREC or any successor. Upon certification of DENREC, the owner's compliance with then existing regulations, the permit shall be extended for an additional 20 years. This permit shall terminate upon the expiration of 35 years from the date of enactment. Six, all other conditions of conditional use number 1413 that are not affected by this amendment shall remain in effect.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2043, Edward J. K., for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ms. Cornwell, it's carried 4-0, the chairman abstaining because I did not participate in that public hearing.
Yeah.
Our next item is change of zone number 1798, David and Veronica Hamm, Clarksville Auto.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1798 for David and Veronica Hamm and Clarksville Auto for a change in zone from AR1 and C1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This application seeks to create a uniform CR1 zoning for an area of land that currently has a split AR1 and C1 zone. It also seeks to rezone two adjacent parcels from AR1 to CR1. The overall site is improved with businesses including an automotive service facility and auto parts retail sales building. These types of uses have existed for at least 30 years on the site. The area is within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The CR1 zoning is appropriate within this area. There are other commercial zonings and uses in the area, and this rezoning will be consistent with those zonings and uses. The rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. The site is located along Route 26 in Clarksville, and DelDOT has just reconfigured the Clarksville Route 26 intersection to include a traffic light that will serve that intersection with an entrance to these properties. This signalization location is appropriate for a CR1 zoning. The Sussex County Engineering Department has stated that sewer construction is currently underway and that sewer service to the property will become available in 2017. And lastly, no parties appeared in opposition to the application.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1798, David and Veronica Hamm, Clarksville Auto, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ms. Cornwell, 4-0. Chairman not participating. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.